Well, it's been a while since we've talked to this gentleman, but I know he's really going to be getting busy as things start to get a little bit busier in our farm field. Still got to be a little patient, but we just thought we'd get an update on what's going on as far as the winter wheat crop, alfalfa, and just planting intentions. We are spending some time with Kevin Jarek. And first of all, Kevin, now finally hearing of 50 and 60 degree temperatures. I know we still have a ways to go, but first of all, have you had any time to review either the alfalfa crop or the winter wheat crop?
We actually have some samples that were dug about a week ago here that will be on display at the Forage Council Field Day tomorrow. And we know that from having brought that stuff inside and having it in a basement, there are new shoots and growth that is developing. So I guess as far as the assessment that we can make at this point is that everything's not dead. We know there's stuff out there that's alive. I hope we don't run into the situation we did a year ago, because a year ago at this time, we dug some samples and they greened up as well. The problem was we had extended wet, cool weather. And unfortunately, that's what the 90-day forecast is calling for. They're calling for lower than normal temperatures. They're not calling for above normal precipitation. So at least if there's a silver lining, that would be it.
That's a very good point. Also, I mean, have you talked to any guys that are thinking about any spring seeding of alfalfa? And if so, a reminder of what kind of temperatures they need before they can do that?
I think that a lot of those decisions are going to be made. Yes, I have had conversations with people who are concerned already. We are seeing some heaving as a result of the recent freezing and thawing. And with our heavier clay soils, what I would be concerned about is we had a lot of stands that were damaged last year that were held over because farmers simply couldn't tip everything over for corn. They needed to keep some stands no matter how damaged they were. Those stands are at high risk this spring because they were already stressed going into the winter, having come out of a difficult growing season. And so if farmers were going to assess their fields, I would have them walking their older stands, and I would have them looking for any places where the crown of that plant seems to be pushed or forced above the surface, because that's where we're going to see our biggest concerns.
Have you talked to any producers, or have you gone out yourself and checked anything as far as frost depth and soil temperatures?
You know, as far as the frost is concerned, we've had tile lines that have been running for a couple weeks now. So what I can tell you is that obviously we've had a lot of talk about frost being 5 feet, 6 feet deep this winter. In the farm fields here several weeks ago, the fact that we had tile lines running suggests that the frost that was present at that time was simply in that upper surface. The fact that water was making its way down through the soil profile and flowing in tiles suggests we aren't going to have an issue with that come planting time this spring.
That is good news. And as you mentioned, though, the 90-day outlook, not all that encouraging. What are you saying to guys that, you know, they've got to be patient yet, but just on the idea of what kind of planting season you think is going to be for corn?
Well, I think that the market has shown that we're moving higher than we expected as far as corn, as far as planting intentions. I think some of that planting of corn is going to be impacted by these alfalfa stands. If those older stands that people find are more damaged than what they expected, those will be tipped over. They will be planted to corn. And so that will certainly result in some increased acreage on some farms and stuff that wasn't planned. But at the end of the day, as far as the corn crop goes, I think that we need to make sure that if that 90-day forecast comes true, which it hasn't been here this past week, we've been way above normal as far as temperatures, guys take corn maturity into consideration if we find ourselves 3-4 weeks from now still having difficulty getting into the farm field.